This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi, I am Maimon Elbaz from Torah Shows, and I would like to teach you a Mishnah today. My goal is to do a Mishnah a day to keep the Yetzer Hara away. I know they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, supposedly. So I think a Mishnah a day can keep the Yetzer Hara away. Okay, Torah Shows uses pictures and cartoons to teach Torah, and I thank Torah Anytime for hosting me on their fantastic website. The Living Mishnah started almost 3 years ago, and we have to date over 700 Mishnayot for you to watch. So please enjoy and benefit from this series. I thank our sponsor, Stanley Shamosh, for dedicating the class Le'ili Nishmat Ezra ben Rachel Navram Chaim ben Bella Aleim HaShalom. The Mishnah today is in Seder Nezikin, and it speaks about fires. That's right. The Torah says if someone causes a fire to go into his friend's property and it causes damage, there are certain rules how much he has to pay. We're going to be discussing that Mishnah today. You can find this Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. And again, the topic is, if someone's fire spread from his property and damaged someone else, how much does he have to pay if it damaged someone else's property? And what if someone's an arson? Now, if you look over here, this is a set of Shas. There are 36 books of the Gemara, which we are required to learn if we want to be a good Jew. And there are actually 63 books of Mishnah that we have to learn. So I want to wish you good luck. Okay, Mishnah 740 is dedicated in honor of the Kletter family who have sponsored many Mishnayot for us, and we greatly appreciate them. Says the Mishnah, Hamadlik et hagadish. If someone lights a gadish is like a pile of grain, let's say wheat or barley. V'hayu bo kelim v'dolku. And inside this stack of wheat, of this grain, was somebody's hidden kelim, like he hid his camera over there or his wallet. So do you have to pay for the wheat and the wallet? Or maybe you could say, how am I supposed to know there was a wallet in there? This is going to be the machloket. So again, we're talking about someone who did not go into someone else's property and start a fire. That's going to be talked about later in the Mishnah. Now we're talking about a guy who lit his own fire in his house, and somehow he was lighting a fire in the backyard and he was making a barbecue, and somehow, the fire spread to the neighbor. And the neighbor had hidden inside that stack of grain some money, maybe $700 in a wallet, and maybe even some farming tools. He hides his farming tools under the hay. No one should steal it. So he has some equipment there. So how much do you have to pay? This is the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Yeshali Mashe B'tocho. Rabbi Yehuda says that the damager has to pay not only for the grain that he damaged, but even what was inside of it. So even if something was hidden inside of it, he has to pay for it. V'chachamim omrim, but the rabbis argued with Rabbi Yehuda omrim, and they said, Einu Meshalim El Gadish Shal Chitim Shal Sorim. The rabbi said, no. You only have to pay for the pile of grain. You do not have to pay for something that was hidden inside of it. Because the Chachamim hold that something that is tamun mean hidden inside, that's not what the Torah says that you have to pay for. You have to pay only for something that you were able to see. Like grain, where it says it's a kama, standing grain, but not something that's hidden inside of it. Now the Chachamim have a chidush that let's say inside the stack of grain, there was 2 feet that was displaced with the equipment that got burned. They say you still have to pay for the amount of grain that would have been in that space that was where the equipment was. Okay, now we have a new part of the Mishnah. Haya gedi kafut lo. Let's say you had a goat that was tied. Did everyone see the tie to the goat? And the goat's not going anywhere. See, goats, they're very jumpy. So there was a goat that was tied, and there was a slave. Let's say an Eved Kenani. Now, you're not allowed to kill a slave, Now, says the Mishnah, what if there was a goat that was tied next to the field, and there was a slave, samachlo, next to it, v'nisraf imo, and now both the slave and the goat got killed from the fire that was spread from his property. So the Mishnah says, chayav. Is chayav to pay for the damaged field, the grain, and also the goat, because he couldn't escape. But he's not chayav to pay for the eved that died. He's not chayav mitah, because the eved should have ran away. Says the Mishnah, what about a different case? What about a case where eved kafutlo? Let's say the slave was tied. Sometimes they would tie the slave with a chain so it doesn't go anywhere. And let's say there was a goat that was not tied over there. So says the Mishnah, there was a slave that was tied next to the field, and there was a goat next to him. V'nisraf imo, and now when the fire spread from the Mazik's property, when it burnt, it killed the goy, the Eved Kenani. So patur, then you don't have to pay for the field. Does anyone know, for a dollar, why don't you have to pay for the field? He just need damage the guy's field. So we have a rule, kum leib d'rabba mine. That means that since he's going to be punished from Beit Din, they're going to kill him for killing the slave.
He doesn't have to pay.
He was mazik him. He did it on purpose. So since he's being punished for that, you don't have to pay for the money also for the fee, for the grain. So that would be talking about a case where Himamish was like, you know, not careful, like as if he did it on purpose. Oh, but if the fire was an accident,
then
you probably have to pay for the field. Correct. Good question. Good point. Now, says the Mishnah, there is a case where the Chachamim are modeh to Rabbi Yehuda. Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda. B'madlik et abira. If somebody goes and lights a fire to someone else's property, whoa! And now inside their property, let's say there was a lot of hidden things. So then the Chachamim would hold in such a case that not only does he have to pay for the property, he also has to pay for the hidden things. Because in this case, since he did it as an arson, as someone who was trying to cause damage, so that's not like the case we had before where he lit the fire in his own property and somehow it escaped his property and went to someone else's field. So in this case, Shumashalim Koma Shebetokha, the arson has to pay everything that was in the house. Because it's normal for people to hide things in their house. I just bought my children a special way to hide their money. It's a book that when you look on the outside, it looks like a regular book. When you open it, it's empty, it's a hollow, and you can put your money in there, it's like a little safe. So if someone would cause damage to someone's property, we'd have to pay even for things that are hidden. I want to thank Chaim Lacks also for being a sponsor. This should be his chusr shendol basmam al frimid and kam ben chaim alem hashom. And we started this series in memory of my father and father-in-law that they should have a lechtka gan eden. So please keep enjoying Torah shows. We have a lot to offer. Kein yerbu. And our goal is to beautify Hashem's Torah together. Thank you so much for being part of it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.